To get to the Esperanza from West Seattle, we take a bumpy ride on a rubber speedboat. It's one of those sleek black inflatables you might have seen zooming in to stop whaling in decades past. Today, Greenpeace Actions campaigner Shannon Larico is our guide.
You can see the ship just off the peninsula there, straight ahead, the big white ship.
He points to the horizon.
On your 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
That's it.
We head west toward Blake Island.
Should be there in 10 minutes.
The reason we have to travel so far is because Shell has a restraining order against Greenpeace. The activists have to respect a federally mandated exclusion zone and stay 1 kilometer away from Shell's vessels. That's after some of them were arrested earlier this year for boarding an oil rig in New Zealand, and Shell sued. So when we arrive at the Esperanza, the emphasis is not on direct action with big banners and the famous rubber speedboats. Instead, the heart of this campaign is 2 small submarines they'll use on dives in the Arctic.
To bring back some of the baseline science and some of the information demonstrating what's out there in this pristine environment that really has never been explored by anyone before, and yet a place where Shell wants to begin drilling.
Jackie Dragon is the lead campaigner for Greenpeace's polar expedition. She stands on deck near the subs, which look a bit like something out of Futurama.
We began this week just getting familiar with the sub and learning all of the bells and whistles.
They're each about the size of a smart car and have bubble-like dome windows that the pilots look out of as they practice steering.
We're learning what it feels like to drive the thrusters and what it feels like to get off the ground and how to navigate, how to stay on course.
On the front of the sub, there's a camera, lights, and a mechanical claw for collecting samples. They plan to use these tools to document what's in the Arctic before and after Shell gets there.
We take high-definition video with very powerful lights, and then every single frame is analyzed, and so we have a full record.
A typical dive lasts about 6 hours.
My mother's a little afraid, but I think it's cool.
Campaigner Brent Manis is eager to show what he says Shell is poised to destroy.
If we can gather enough research and, you know, put out the science that's necessary, that the world will realize that the Arctic is too precious of a place to risk by drilling for oil.
Shell says there is no real risk.
If we couldn't do this safely and responsibly, we wouldn't consider doing it.
Spokesman Curtis Smith declined my request for a tour of their rigs, but he says Shell has invested in retrofitting them to have the smallest possible impact on the environment. For example, by making sure they capture the mud and cuttings from drilling so they're not discharged in the path of migrating whales. And he says they've taken nothing for granted with their response plan for the remote seas they're about to enter.
And that's why we are bringing everything that we need with us, not just the drilling rigs and the personnel, but the on-site and the near-shore and the onshore oil spill response fleet that in the very unlikely event it was called upon could begin working and recovering oil within an hour.
Greenpeace insists this is not enough. Jackie Dragon says the biggest risk is an accident at the end of the drilling window when ice could prevent any of the response ships from getting to a gushing well.
And if that occurs and they cannot get to it and cap it off and drill a relief well, they stand to have an oil gusher that could go on for years. And that would be devastating to the environment up there.
Shell says the sea ice is in charge, and they won't let that happen. That's why they've been waiting to pull out of Seattle for it to melt enough for drilling to be safe. Greenpeace says it's time to draw a line in the ice and put the Arctic off limits for oil rigs. Using submarines and whatever else it takes, they plan to shine a light on what Shell is doing there. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.